Well, there's been a new innovation in the annuity industry, and that's what we're going to talk about in episode 84 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Today, we're going to talk about a brand new concept that has been released by the company Equitrust. Now, if you're not familiar with Equitrust, I've done quite a bit of business with them. They're a great company with great customer service. As of right now, two out of the three biggest rating agencies have given them an A- as a letter grade, and AM Best is still holding out at B++, but I would suspect they're probably going to upgrade that at some point. Because besides the letter grade, the other indicators we look at for financial strength of an annuity company is something called a risk-based capital and a solvency ratio. And Equitrust actually has a better RBC score and a better solvency ratio than most A or A plus companies. Now, the name of this new annuity, this new innovation, is called the Equitrust Smart Boost Index. It was actually developed in partnership with Genesis, who was a company that pioneered the first fixed indexed annuity back in 1995. Now, some of the key features of this particular annuity are it's a single premium, so you can only put a one-time deposit in there and then it's done. Okay, you cannot add additional funds to it. There's a $10,000 minimum and it is a 10-year term. Okay, it does not come in any shorter terms or any longer terms. There are no fees associated with this annuity and the issue ages are from basically birth to age 80. It does offer a 7% free withdrawal starting in the second year of the total premium. So the total dollar amount that you put into it, not the account value, which could work out in your favor. Because if the annuity has several years where it does not gain value and you're pulling money out, every year that goes by, if you're only allowed to take 7 or 10% of the account value, but the account value has gotten smaller because it did not grow, that means you can take less money out. When they're an annuity that offers you a withdrawal on the premium amount, the total dollars you put into it, you can plan and be very predictable in the amount of money that you're going to be able to pull out without those restrictions. So that's kind of a nice feature. So it's 7% penalty-free withdrawal of the total dollar amount that you put into it. The account value has nothing to do with it. It is RMD friendly, meaning if you're using qualified money like an IRA and you're getting close to 73, you can still take your RMDs without any problems. It does have a nursing home and terminal illness waiver, meaning if you find yourself in a skilled nursing facility or you have an unfortunate diagnosis by a physician that you're most likely going to pass away in the next 12 months, Equitrust will free up all of the money with no surrender charges. Equitrust is one of the few companies that not only offers Roth conversions inside of the annuity, but one of the even fewer companies that allows you to do it over time. There's starting to be more and more companies that give you this option, but they force you to do it in a lump sum. So you have to do all of it at once. Equitrust is one of the few companies that will allow you to do different dollar amounts every year throughout your ownership of the annuity. Plus, it comes with a 40% guaranteed growth by the end of the term because they're going to give you a 4% simple interest credit every year towards the account value. But here's what's great about this. The 40% boost is applicable on day one towards the death benefit, as long as your beneficiaries are willing to take the payments over a five-year time frame. They can still get the lump sum if they want, but if they want that additional 40%, they just have to be willing to get it paid out over a five-year period. What is a boost? That's a new term. Equitrust in this particular FIA is offering a boost, not a bonus. What is the difference? A bonus fixed indexed annuity credits the additional funds up front, and then your accumulation value grows from there. Because your crediting is based on funds granted by the company, basically it's an advance of interest right up front. Because they're giving you that money up front, and everything is going to grow from that premium and the bonus, they're forced to lower your crediting strategies, meaning you're going to get a lower participation rate. or you're going to get a lower cap rate because they've already taken a chunk of money and given it to you up front. The difference with the boost is it does not get included into the crediting strategy. Therefore, a boost annuity can offer you competitive crediting strategies like a normal non-bonus fixed indexed annuity. What does that mean? So for a little clarification, let's take an example of a $100,000 FIA that comes with a 10% bonus. That will start to credit your growth on the premium plus the bonus. So a total of $110,000 your first year. And let's just say, as an example, they're going to give you a 5% cap rate on the S&P 500. A $100,000 FIA with a boost will start to credit your growth on the premium of only the $100,000 your first year. And as an example, let's say they'll give you an 8% cap rate. Why is that? Again, because the bonus is basically an advance on interest. So the annuity company has given you that money. Now that means they have less money to go out and buy the call options on those indexes. So that's a really, really innovative product here. I like it because a lot of people, they want the growth opportunities, but they like the idea of having a guaranteed addition add to it. But they can't do both. They can't give you the bonus and then give you these competitive crediting strategies either. So this was very innovative by Equitrust and Genesis to do this. But this is why the Equitrust can offer the 40% boost to the death benefit on day one and give you a higher growth opportunity. Because remember, the death benefit with the boost, they will take 5 years to pay that out. So that gives them a little time to recoup any losses they may have incurred in that particular contract. Some of the crediting options that are available with the boost product are obviously a fixed interest rate. Then they stick pretty tightly to the S&P 500, which I like. The longer I do this, the more and more I just tend to steer clients towards the S&P 500 and stay away from some of these newer indexes or proprietary indexes because they just don't seem to perform. The S&P 500 is proven. So Equitrust is going to offer you a 1 year point-to-point with a cap rate. They're also going to offer you a 1 year point-to-point with a participation rate. And they have a unique feature called a 1 year point-to-point performance trigger. What this means is that if the S&P 500 only changes its value in a positive manner by 1 point, let's just say it's at 6,000 today, and 1 year from now, it's at 6,001. They will credit you a cap rate on that. And it's a pretty healthy cap rate. It's actually competitive with a lot of the bonus products, what they're offering for their cap rates on the S&P 500. That's a really unique feature. There's only a handful of companies that have these performance triggers. And then they also will offer you the S&P 500 Dynamic Intraday TCA. Again, this is a newer index. It's unproven. It has a pretty good participation rate with it. If you want to try it, I wouldn't say rely on that completely, but it's there as an option if you want it. Now, if you don't understand what I just said at all, I'm going to recommend you go back and watch episode number 5 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, because I go into a lot of detail on how these cap rates and these participation rates work. So go back and listen or watch episode number 5. Let's get into a couple case examples here. Now, these examples I'm going to be showing you, I have 3 different examples. These are all based on if you have zero growth for the entire 10 years of this annuity, which is next to impossible because number one, they offer you a fixed interest rate. They offer you a guaranteed growth rate that you can choose and change from year to year. And again, they're really only offering the S&P 500 index, which we know historically is going to grow at some point. Is it possible you're going to get a zero growth year? Of course. But if we can be proactive and say, well, we don't think the S&P is going to do anything, we can change it to a fixed interest rate and get the guaranteed growth that year. But again, all these examples we're going to look at are based on no growth whatsoever. All you're counting on is that 40% boost that you will get every dollar of at the end of the term, or your beneficiaries will get at any point throughout the first 10 years. If a 65-year-old who's just looking to leave money behind to his heirs, but he cannot qualify for life insurance, remember that 40% boost goes towards the death benefit on day one. So even with a worst case scenario of zero growth, the beneficiaries had the option of taking the lump sum, which would just be the $100,000 they put into it, or they could take $140,000 over a 5-year payment. And I guess let me clarify, that boost does not end at the end of the 10th year. You can keep this for the rest of your life, and that death benefit will always be there for them. Our next example, and let me clarify a couple things too. There is some new language with this annuity, okay? I didn't want to get into it because all it's going to do is just cause more confusion and drag this episode out even further. There is some new language on what they refer to as what is commonly known as accumulation value, death benefit, things like that. It's the same thing, okay? But just know that if you do talk to somebody about this annuity, the language is going to sound different, but it's pretty much all the same. We're going to stick with the terms that we all know. In this example, they're looking to take withdrawals. And again, worst case scenario is zero growth. Remember from the beginning of the episode here, I said you could take a 7% withdrawal of the premium, so the amount of money put into it. So if this person puts $100,000 into it, that means they can take $7,000 starting in the second year, regardless of what the accumulation value is. From years 2 to 10, they withdraw $7,000. That's $63,000 in withdrawal. But if you look here, even on a guaranteed basis with zero growth, which is pretty much next to impossible to get, they still have almost $66,000 remaining at the end of the 10th year. So that is $128,000, almost $129,000 in total proceeds with no risk, no fees, and no growth. This is a pretty awesome product to have some flexibility and know you're going to get a pretty good guarantee at the end without really sacrificing anything. And now let's look at our last case example here. Again, let's just say we have a 65-year-old couple. They have about $215,000 in total income for retirement. Now, I chose that on purpose because that puts them in a relatively high tax bracket. They have $175,000 in a traditional IRA that's in the husband's name. Plus, they have $350,000 in non-qualified brokerage money. They really don't need this other money outside of here because they have a pretty significant income for retirement. They know at some point down the road, they may need this money, or they want to pass it to their beneficiaries and not put the tax liability on them. So in this example, if this couple transferred that $175,000 IRA to the Smart Boost plus the 40% boost, they would pay $42,000 if they did it in a lump sum Roth conversion. That would be about $42,000 at that 24% bracket. It would be beneficial for them to pay it from the non-qualified brokerage account. Okay, they could pay it from the annuity. It would work out better if they did it from non-qualified money. So that Smart Boost guarantees them at least $245,000 by the end of the term. And again, that's with no growth. But the boost covers the entire conversion cost, the taxes, and their net worth increases by $28,000 by the end of the term. And again, that's with no growth. But from that point, all future earnings and the death benefit are tax-free. So again, what's our worst case scenario here? If the husband dies, $245,000 would be passed to the beneficiary on day one, okay, with a 5-year payout. But that death benefit is there starting day one. The minimum guarantee at the end of the term is $245,000. But if the index performs, which it's really hard to say that it wouldn't at some point, because they offer a fixed interest growth rate as well, that part, that's a guaranteed growth rate, they'll receive more than $245,000. So I use this example as an extreme because most retirees do not have that much for income. So the conversions would actually be taxed at a lower rate. And again, because Equitrust allows you to do varying amounts over time, you can spread it out to help manage the tax brackets to make sure you don't get kicked into the next one. So everybody, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I just wanted to give you a heads up on this new type of indexed annuity innovation that just came out. Again, this was offered by Equitrust. great company. And if you're new to annuities and you have no idea what I just said, I would highly recommend you go and watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, to get a really good idea on what annuities are, how they work, and how they can benefit your retirement planning. And if you think this Equitrust product is a good fit for you, or you've heard about it and you want to learn more about your specific situation on how it could be implemented, then go to atlasannuity.com, which takes you directly to my calendar page, and book a short Zoom call so we can get your questions answered. If it's not a good fit, no harm, no foul. Flush it. And if you're liking this information, do us a favor because it helps us get more exposure. Subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, like it, give it a thumbs up, and share the information with someone that you think could benefit from hearing it. I want to thank you for joining me. This is Marty Becker coming to you with episode 84, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.